Okay, good morning, everyone. A very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan live session, which is your opportunity to be as prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Now, we've had a bit of a kind of a low liquidity day yesterday with a large amount of indecision across major markets. A little bit of progress made with the AI rally coming to a little bit of a halt, well, a little bit of a slowing, let's say, more so than a halt. And as a result, we've seen the US indices just tick ever so slightly lower. Again, without that much volume. So let's see if we get further continuation in that respect. So let's start, of course, with our risk warning. If I can just move this page along a little bit. Okay, so good morning, everyone. Please take a brief moment to familiarize yourself with the risk warning currently up on screen. And just as a quick introduction, all profitable traders, they need to consider, of course, which markets to trade. So trade selection is an important feature. It keeps you out of bad trades. It allows you to focus on better quality trades. Then where do we enter and exit these markets is an important consideration, of course, and that's your trading strategy. In addition, how do you manage risk? How do you manage each trade? So there's a different set of decisions required. And trading psychology. So all profoundly important parts of trading financial markets. And we address these considerations every day in our live trade rooms. And we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and be patient if we need to be. Okay, so let's now start with potential market moving news. And especially yesterday, there wasn't too much for us to focus our attention on. So today now is Tuesday the 25th. German IFO business climate numbers just coming in below expectations. We're sort of hanging around 88, kind of 90 level now for quite a few months. We're off the lows, so we're not at 2022 lows. So we're bouncing a little bit higher, but it's more of an indecisive figure, really, not showing any kind of strength or weakness. We're just holding those levels. And not really a huge amount else to focus on. Now, today, we've got a little bit more data to work with. So we're going to get some overnight. It's probably worth noting that the BOJ core inflationary number was expected to come in at 1.9 and came in significantly higher. So a little bit of a bounce off the lows, and we had been up at 3.4. So this feeds into, I suppose, the realization that actually the inflation numbers, although they were weaker in the last US print, they're only 10 basis points weaker, which is a very small incremental amount. And we're seeing little pockets of sticky inflation, and this is it would feed into that kind of narrative. Also, we'll see how the BOJ react to increasing core inflation, with the fact that the yen is now really ultra weak, and will the BOJ step in and intervene? That's one of the biggest threats over the yen, which makes it a difficult trade for retail traders. So outside of that, this afternoon we've got Canadian inflation numbers. And I suppose the word flat is probably fairly relevant. Slight improvement. Headline inflation is expected to come in lower, but it's a month-on-month figure. We've seen a little bit of a bounce in the last few months. Now it looks like it's coming in at 0.3. So we'll see. We'll see whether Canadian inflation either comes in higher or lower and see how the market reacts to that. Consumer confidence today as well. It's expected to come in around 100. We had been at the beginning of the year up at 114. So we're definitely on the more softer side of the confidence figures. Sorry, we're on the weakening side of the confidence figures. Probably a better way to put it. And more inflation numbers tomorrow, new home sales in the US. Okay, so from a news perspective, not really a huge amount to concern ourselves with. So let's see where we're at with these markets. And just broadly looking across, the only mild opportunity was in the indices, and they finished, you know, relatively weak last night. A lot of it to do with the price action in NVIDIA, which took a bit of a strong roll over to the downside. I'll just share that chart here with you. We've been discussing it most days in our live trade rooms, of course. No, we don't trade NVIDIA, but we are interested in the price action because of the impact that it can have on the macro, which is quite an interesting development. So up on screen, you've seen, I suppose, 3 days of weakening NVIDIA numbers. Now, we're still up something like 140% since the beginning of the year, so we're not doing too badly, but we're certainly, we're seeing a strong pullback. Just want to put one little level in here. You look at previous highs as prices are coming back. So will we get back to that 100 figure? That would be an interesting expectation. So anyone buying up at these highs are now in negative territory. Now, this is the problem with buying all-time highs, is that you're exposed. If they start to correct aggressively, which is looking like that's kind of pretty much where we're at now. And don't forget, we're looking to not necessarily buy NVIDIA, but if we translate that chart now to the NASDAQ, for example, it's a very similar picture. Rollover, 3-day rollover to the downside, bit of hesitation on Friday, a bit more downside yesterday. And now we're actually getting a little bit of a bounce. And this is all happening in kind of a low volatility type environment. And where would we expect this price to pull back to? Somewhere between 19,100 and 18,900, somewhere into this gap here. So will we pull back even further is the question. And we're already exposed to that trade in the S&P. We'd be looking for a similar kind of pullback in the S&P with our target down here at support around the 5350 level. So yesterday we made a bit of progress, but these moves are occurring in a very low volume type environment. And we could draw support resistance boxes around most of these markets. Just bear with me. So we're in this little trend, little sideways moving 2, 4, 6, 8, and potential for a little bit of further upside. However, our bias is very much lower, just with what's going on. So we're waiting carefully to see if there's an opportunity in markets like the euro dollar. We could apply a similar analysis to, you know, a few of these markets. Pound being another one, a little bit of a bounce, been in this little pattern for quite some time. Strong support, which is means we can't pull the trigger to the downside really. But if we do make new lows below the 126 20. If this rolls over to the downside, then that would be breaking below those moving averages, and we could probably look a little bit more carefully at a strong dollar. Moving on to the dollar yen, if I take this off the screen. We're in the danger zone as far as BOJ intervention is concerned. 160 was when it kicked in previously, and we rallied back to 152. And the surprising element is that the markets have just, you know, piled back into the dollar yen. But we're up at that 160 level again, so you just got to be careful of a bit of BOJ manipulation. Euro yen, put those levels as well. Pound yen, we've breached now in the pound yen the BOJ intervention levels. So again, just be mindful of that. It's very impressive trade. Right, so the dollar Swiss. So we've got a few opportunities in the dollar Swiss. The potential for that interest rate differential trade to start kicking in again. We kind of had a two-day rally and then a sort of a strange pause on Friday, and then yesterday, and another sort of pause really in market conditions again today. So we need to see a little bit more from a few of these markets. Dollar CAD is another one of those, sort of broadly sideways moving patterns. Where prices have been moving sideways, we rallied in favor of the dollar, and now it's looking increasingly more bearish in terms of the dollar CAD. So the Aussie dollar rallying higher, and again, this is all happening inside significant consolidation, and that we of course would be looking for the opportunity to either structurally buy above the 66.93 or to sell below the 6600. So we've been trading sideways since early May, we've been in this 100 pip range, which is not that enticing, of course, to get into as a result. Okay, similar kind of choppy, just overall, just quite choppy up and down price action, a distinct lack of clarity as well across the New Zealand dollar. We've explained the problems with the yen, and then finishing off with the commodity markets. Again, a further stronger rally yesterday, and we've mentioned many times that our bias is actually to the downside. There's a lot of geopolitical sort of concerns, and oil seems to be reacting a little bit to that, and driving prices higher. Gold in a bit of a sideways channel, and our expectations potentially for further continuation to the downside in the equity markets. Ironically, we're seeing the Dow Jones, you know, continue to rally. So you've got that catch-up trade in the Dow Jones when the equities are softening. A long-legged doji candlestick yesterday, which is surprising. None of the prices are really sticking, and we're looking for a rollover to the downside. So, but this is kind of horrible price action to try and take advantage of any kind of price moves there. So really a mixed bag for the equity markets. The CAC as well, some unsustainable buying, really just pulling back most of the move yesterday, and now it's looking bearish. So not a nice backdrop, really. There's strength in equities, there's weakness in equities. It's kind of a mixed market dynamic, of course. Good morning, everyone. I hope you're all well. So look, in terms of, you know, what's our plan and strategy for the day, but we have to just acknowledge that it is, broadly speaking, quite a mixed market condition. And I think it's probably fair that we want to keep all options open. We want to look at potentially some specific opportunities in the indices. If we get further rollover to the downside, will the dollar strengthen? If so, something like the dollar Swiss could be a decent trade. The yen pairs are worth staying away from because of BOJ intervention. Gold is doing absolutely nothing, just up and down. And we look for a bit of a rollover. In oil. So keeping these options open would be quite important. Is there an opportunity to sell? There's potentially an opportunity to sell these markets up at these levels. We're retracing the initial kind of rally, which is kind of a difficult trade. Maybe there's an opportunity to, I mean, the double top and the M formation is back down at the $80 level, but we've got an opportunity maybe to get in at a slightly higher price, but you can see the direction of the trend is very much higher. So I think we want to keep the options open again. I think that's the take home. So okay, so look, broadly speaking, we've got this mixed market dynamic. There's a bit of weakness in the equities as we closed the day yesterday. It's what we were looking for. But broadly speaking, let's try and keep all our options open. There's no need to necessarily, well, there's no means in which we can commit ourselves in either direction to most of these markets. So be it. We're looking for potential further U.S. indices weakness. If this AI rally begins to falter even further, we'll probably get weakness in the S&P and the NASDAQ, which we're already exposed to, of course. But potential for dollar strength, be selective, maybe looking at something like the dollar Swiss. So look, that's our trade plan for today. The narratives are a little bit upside down. We had another Fed, San Francisco Fed president, talking about the potential for the employment numbers to start to increase really quite aggressively. So where does that leave the sort of the dovish or hawkish narrative? It would certainly create more of a dovish narrative. And the problem is, why would the Fed be looking to cut rates? Is it because unemployment is rising and the economic conditions are getting worse, which would be potentially a bad idea, or will they be cutting rates because they've dealt with inflation significantly? So a few things to contemplate without any real answers just yet. So let's bide our time. Any questions, guys, feel free to post them. But look, thanks very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next time. If you are interested in learning how to trade financial markets, you can access one of our discounted live trading and education bundles on our website. It starts at just $59 per calendar month. And for more information, just go to thelivetrading.com. And feel free to connect with us there. Great stuff, guys. We'll see you very shortly. We'll switch rooms now to our European live trade room. So if you want to join us for that, we'll see you then. Great stuff. Thanks so much, guys. Take care. Bye for now.